Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much it takes and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hit. And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that. You're better than that. That's how winning is done.
We grind from the bottom to make it to the top. Through the joy and through the pain.
That's how winning is done.
That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. And we ain't stopping, homie. We shine on them suckers. We ball on them haters. If you got money in the club, homie.
That's how winning is done.
That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. And we ain't stopping, homie.
Fresh out the land's belly. Hey, tell the world I'm ready. Take them foes off and put some sixes on the Chevy. Ain't no holding me back, cause I'm the new disease. And a whole lot of money is the cure for me. Obviously, I'ma be riding in the Monty seat. Open up the doors and let the town hear the TIP. My brother just got murdered, he doing bedtime. Fatty Chrome and Wiki Wheel doing fed time. But I can't stop my neck. I gotta grind your dick. My kids gon' bury me a hundred when I see the dick. My granny got took from me and I ain't stop hurting. She said, Ray, don't give up, just keep that swagger working. So that swagger working, every day I'm working. Cause it's hard to have swagger when your pocket's hurting. But it's all good, yes, it's all good. Round this time next year, I'm about to hood.
We grind from the bottom to make it to the top.
That's how winning is
done. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. And we ain't stopping, homie. We shine on them suckers. We ball on them haters. If you got money in the club, homie.
That's how winning is done.
Get unmuted. I hate when I mute myself on the show and then I mute myself. So welcome everybody to the Grind Man, the realest show ever. Guys, we're going to have some unscripted conversation this morning. We're going to bridge some gaps this morning. So tell somebody the grind is on. We're going to be with you guys for a little while this morning, shaking some things out, doing some things, man. So share this out, share this out. We definitely want to talk about some very, very pertinent things today because I know some people are going through some things, man. It's fourth quarter. The end of the year is coming. People are a little frantic. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're used to it. Maybe it's just comfort for them. So they're getting ready for Halloween. And they still broke. They get ready for Halloween and they still living paycheck to paycheck. They get ready to get ready for Thanksgiving and they still broke. And more importantly, get ready to get ready for Christmas. And you still broke. Y'all like them air quotes, still broke. Now, why am I saying that? I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying that to tell you to get your priorities straight. Get your ducks in a row. Do what you need to do. The phrase N-O now means no other way. You're going to wait for there to be no other way for your back to be all the way against the wall and for you not to be able to survive and you're frantic every end of every Christmas time. You're trying to figure out what credit card you're going to max out. Some of you got bad credit, you ain't got no credit cards. You're trying to figure out now how much money you're going to take out your check and what bill you're not going to pay. I know I'm hitting home. I'm hitting home. That's how this thing works, though. I get it. I get it because we used to do that as well. That's how I know so much about it, right? But I can tell you what, I know how to get out of it. I want to share that with you guys this morning, show you how you can get out of what you're in right now, and just have a just take a little bit of blood, sweat, and tears. And
I can't!
Clean my screen here for IG, man, because we're getting ready to get into some deep stuff today. And we get into deep stuff every day. That's just what we do. All right. So, yeah, let's turn that like that. All right. What's up, everybody, man? Thank you guys for being a part of The Grind, the realest show ever. The show where we have that unscripted conversation every Tuesday and Thursday. If you want to dial in live on The Grind, and be able to talk to us live, voice your opinion live, talk about the things that we actually comment on, the things that we talk about on the show, go ahead and dial in to 646-668-2564, 646-668-2564. Guys, hit that number one, and you'll be able to raise your hand, and we'll know that you're actually, that you want to actually talk and be on the grind today, right? So guys, we're also on Facebook Live for those of you that are on IG and you can't see both of us because the screens are just the way they are. I think we need to get some stands.
Something need to happen.
So the phone can sit up.
It's okay.
All these gadgets I got.
They can see you on yours and me.
So we need to, you know, so go ahead. If you want to see both of us, guys, go ahead and dial into the Grind 101. You'll be able to see it on Facebook Live, okay? So let's jump right into this, man. I said something a moment ago when
I heard you a minute ago.
Yeah. You know, it's
kind of going in this morning. What's...
I mean, I go in all the time. That's just who I am because the reason people are where they are is because they don't do what they need to do to get out of the situation that they're in. And
we all can relate to that, right?
Yeah, we can all relate sometimes with different things, but we're talking about things that are, that your life, that happen in your life that you most certainly need to be productive, right? I'm not talking about, you know, whether or not you got an issue, you know, with, you know, you want to go and sit at the park and look at the ducks for hours on end. I mean, that's up to you. I'm talking about productivity. I'm talking about getting your life where it needs to be, starting to get your life where it needs to be. And it's not going to get where it needs to be right off. Sorry. It's not going to get where it needs to be right off the cuff, right? So you have to give it a little time. But you got to start somewhere. So I said earlier, it's going to fall. Just so
you think it's not falling?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
It's going to hit the floor.
Yeah, and then you're going to be looking
hit for the another, floor.
You're going to be looking for another hour.
No, you know what? This case is pretty good. This phone don't hit the floor so many times.
The drop chest is not that far. Not that far. But anyway, man, you know, actually doing the same thing over and over and over again that you've done, and I can't even say expecting a different result because a lot of you don't even expect a different result. Some of you are just doing what you do and just expecting whatever you get, right? So, yeah, I know it's hard. It's hard to actually be able to go in and say stuff like this. And I say it with all sincerity, and I say it with all humility, and I say it with all empathy because I've been through it. We know how it feels. We understand where you are. And we're not perfect. We go through things like that in life ourselves. So what we really want to talk about this morning is how you get out of the rut that you're in on a day-to-day basis. And we want to give you guys some real-life practical application things. We're not going to cliche you guys to death. I'm peeling the orange, too, so you guys know. We're not going to cliche you guys to death at all. That's not what we do. We know that it's the end of the year.
Mm.
It's fourth
end
quarter.
End of the year.
If you haven't heard it in your house, you've heard it on your job.
Uh-huh.
Fourth quarter.
Right.
What does that really mean to you, Pam Craig?
Well, you know, fourth quarter, I think, is a time of reflection, for real. It is always for me. I could definitely say that because you take the time to really look back at the year, to look at, back at the things, which you should be doing this all throughout the year so that you can assess your situation and move yourself from one place to the next. But fourth quarter always is an enlightening quarter for me because I am able to kind of look back on the things that I said that I wanted to accomplish in the current year, right, 2019, and see what we've been able to accomplish, to see the different things that we've done to celebrate the success. But also, it's a time for real in which I look back and I'm also in a position where I kind of sort of, I don't want to say beat myself up, but I get a little mad during the fourth quarter because mm-hmm. I realized that there's some things that I wanted to accomplish, some things that I set out to accomplish, because none of us are perfect, that for whatever reason or another, didn't accomplish. But yet I also understand that there's still time to get it done. So I think that fourth quarter for me is a definite time in which everybody should really be taking the time to look at that man in the mirror and to figure out what needs to change in your life in order to move yourself from point A to point B, and to figure out what are the reasons on why you are where you are if you have not moved yourself forward, and what obstacles got in the way that continue to hold you in that position, but yet to celebrate, because, you know, throughout the year, you should be moving forward. If you're not growing, then at the end of the day, you're dying. And so when you realize that there's got to be some growth, there's got to be some advancement in life every day that now accumulate over the entire year, then what should happen is at the top of every year, you start off here, but by the end of the year, you're in a better position because you did something every day in order to move yourself forward. I think that's the key word, and I say it all the time. And I heard a great man say this, who literally created success in the industry that he wanted to create success in. And when I heard that, that stuck with me, because many times we half step on our goals and on our dreams, and we don't understand that, you know, half stepping is not going to allow you to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. But when you understand that it's going to take everyday activity, every day, like there's no excuse, every day. Every day you got those goals, every day you got those dreams, so it's going to take some work every day in order to advance yourself and to move yourself forward. And that word every day, that's why I use it a lot with our team and just in general in life with our kids. Every day, anything you want to be great at, it's kind of, you can't just expect to get in the ring and to win. You got to expect to get in the ring. You got to get in the ring every day and be willing to fight for what you want, which means you got to grow. You got to do something mm-hmm. in order to make it happen.
Absolutely.
That's what fourth quarter is for me. It's the time to know that, you know what, there's more for me to do. There's some things that I haven't accomplished, but you know what, it ain't too late. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new day for you to do something in order to accomplish what you want to accomplish.
Absolutely. Good stuff, man. Want to go into, you know, exactly what you need to do in order to get out of where you are right now, because, you know, a lot of people just don't know. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I'll say, Pam, is that it requires something. It's going to require something of you.
It always does.
It's going to require something of you.
And that's probably the hardest part.
Yeah, well, that's the hardest part, because you control you.
Right.
You control the things that you do. Nobody else should control that. You should have people that should be able to possibly influence what you do because you respect them and who they are.
Right.
But looking at everything else, keeping everything relative to where it is right now, fourth quarter,
mm-hmm.
it's October. We got, actually, it's coming to the end of October.
Yeah, October's
now.
Done. It just started.
So
hey, G545, right?
So,
we just started, right?
So we're talking about November and December
right.
coming up right now. Two of the biggest months for holidays, right? Two big month for holidays. So that means you've got preparation for Thanksgiving. So that means you've got Thanksgiving travel. Maybe you got people coming over for Thanksgiving. Your family coming down. You got to get the house together. You know, you got to make sure that you've got the right pots and pans and dinner sets so you don't look crazy when people come by the house,
right?
You know, and so you got Thanksgiving that you're trying to get through, and you've got Christmas that's coming up after that. That's even more financially damaging,
mm-hmm.
right? So how do you assess?
Boy, don't we know those days?
Man, how do you assess
God.
Where you are right
Thank
now?
Thank God, Christmas is every day. No more damaging moments.
No more damaging mm-hmm. moments.
But it's crazy mm-hmm. because when we were broke, that's when we tried to damage everything. Like seriously. And now that God, you know, has really been able to, you know, bless us so that we can not just bless ourselves, but be a blessing in the lives of others, that stuff is not even
you know
important.
What? That's the funny thing.
Like,
funny
it's not
thing.
Even important.
Why you say that? I'm
it's
thinking about
right?
that. And
we
it's
almost,
funny.
What?
It's funny because what you're saying is true, because it's like when you don't have the money to go out and eat. Some of y'all are going to say, ooh, you're right. When you don't have the money to go out and eat, You can think of every restaurant in the world you want to eat in.
Right.
But when you get the money to go out, let's use it as an example. When you get the money to go out and eat, you keep sitting there like, well, what are we going to eat today?
Right.
You know, you can't think of all of the restaurants that you wanted to eat at before.
Right. And that's,
right?
Yes, and that's so true. Just like ladies. You know, we like to, well, I hate to shop. I'm just going to be honest with you. I hate shopping, okay? For real. But we like nice things, right? And I just want to bypass that process. And so, you know, you know how you might walk through a store and you'll see everything. That when you don't have the money to buy, you'll find the things. You'll be like, dang, I want to get that, but I can't get that today. Then when you're in the position to get it, you're just like, you're not even interested no more. You know, and it's crazy, but that is how life is. And I think that's because maybe you start to think differently. You start to put other things into perspective and you start to realize that, you know, all those little things like that is not what's really important. So, you know, and it is.
I'm going to tell you what I think it is. And it just hit me. It's just like an epiphany. Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you. So when you have the money,
mm-hmm.
do what it is that you want to do, the way you want to do it.
Right.
You're good. Okay. But when you don't have the money and you have all of these things that you want to do, and in fact, you try to do,
right.
and dig a deeper and deeper hole for yourself. Okay. I believe that's what the devil wants you to do.
Mm.
I believe he wants to, when you're in the hole, it's easier for him to keep you digging the hole deeper,
right?
As opposed to getting you back in the hole when you've already gotten out of it.
Right.
So when you're in it, he's telling you you can buy it, you can there, you know, don't worry about it. You'll pay for that down the road. Boom, boom, boom. And that's just digging a deeper hole. But my book, How I Escaped Corporate America, it talks about the first thing you have to do. One of the first things you have to do is you have to put down the shovel. You have to put down the shovel.
Stop digging that hole.
Stop digging the hole deeper, which means, man, it's quarter. So now a lot of you are getting ready to put on airs.
That's
the main thing now, little quotes. You know, what you call it, air quotes? I like the air quotes now, so I'll be doing that all the time. So a lot of y'all want to put on airs for people that trying to put on airs. For you, so everybody's putting on airs for everybody, trying to figure out, okay, who can do that. And the reality is nobody can really afford to do all of that stuff. So now you have to be the first person to put the shovel down. And this year, I'm not going into that
right
like that. And I don't care what people think.
And that's true. And you know what? A lot of times it's not even so much about putting on airs. It's not so much about putting on the airs. You just want to, like, I know for us, for me, you know, when around the holiday season time, when I would plan for us to be born on Christmas because I just knew our situation. So it's crazy. You plan, and the way, how would I plan? Because every October, it was like, okay, where can I go put this layaway on so that I can go and pay? And you know the crazy part about it, never paid weekly, still would just go put the stuff on hold, right? And then you're still struggling because, okay, they only say, and you might get that one little payment at the end, you're still trying to figure out. But it wasn't so much about putting on airs, it was about wanting to be able to do something for our kids who never cared about us.
But what
right?
was one of the reasons why you wanted to do for your kids? Think, let's just,
and it wasn't,
this is the realest
on,
show ever.
Right?
Not that it was about putting on airs, but here's the thing.
Yeah,
you don't want your kids to go back to school after that and say, and then they stand in front of class, what'd you get for Christmas?
right.
I ain't get jack because my mom and dad was doing something different. They ain't going to say that. They don't want your kid to go back to school and say they got nothing or be around their friends even during the Christmas holidays. And say, oh, well, Jimmy out playing with, you know, his toy car, and your son out there with a rock in his hand.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
not what you want.
Right, absolutely. So, you know, you kind of dig the hole. You know, we did every year. We would dig the hole, and we'd be sitting back. And then after the hole is dug, we sitting up here inside the hole because we didn't just dig the hole. We got in the hole, right? So we dug it, jumped in the hole. Then we sitting around trying to figure out how we're going to get out the hole. Right? Okay, what are we going to do? Okay, this is where Pam did. Y'all want to know how Pam became a master eBay seller? Because I didn't have no choice. For real. Because now what I was doing was we would provide for our kids, go above and beyond for our children. All right? And now I'm sitting around trying to sell the little stuff that we had. Okay? Me and Nate. Okay? They can have theirs. Sell the little stuff that we had so that now we can dig ourselves jump out of the hole before everybody realized, the kids and everybody else realized, okay, we in a hole because now the light's getting cut off or something else is about to happen. So it's crazy, but this is the, and it's the mentality that the world teaches us this whole with Christmas and all of these holidays and everything, to where you dig yourself deep instead of, you know, for real, understanding. And we all been there. We understand the real meaning of the season. And so we listen to what the world, you know, tells us to do, and we find ourselves in this hole trying to figure out how we're going to get out. Mm-hmm. And we've all done it, seriously. And so, you know, but the only way to fix that is to begin to change the situation and not allow yourself to get, you know, into that position. But it's a mindset thing.
Let's go deep. Let's go deeper, though. Let's go deeper, because anybody that listens to this broadcast is going to sit here and say, I know that I'm in the hole. I know, because I walk through my front door every day, and I don't sit on my couch. I just fall into a hole. It's because the houses that we have, the cars that we buy, they're just all decoration around the hole.
Mm.
Okay? They're decoration to make people believe that there is no hole there. You ever heard of people being house broke before?
Yes.
Car broke. So yes. People are house broke and car broke because, and I know this is a tough conversation. I know it is, because it was tough when we had that ourselves, right? So there are people that are in these holes that don't want you to know they're in these holes.
Right.
So they'll take the house, and the house will be all done up, you know, and everything will look nice around the house, but then they go in their room and fall in a hole. The hole gets the space in the house, the where the hole is, it starts out small for you to go in your room, maybe in the closet, and fall in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep digging that hole, after a while it starts to affect everything from the inside out.
Right.
So absolutely. People on the outside don't see it right away. They just don't see it. And guys, this is real life stuff, okay? They don't see it right away.
Right.
So you're constantly trying to rearrange furniture, you know, you go out, you clean your car, looks real nice, you put on a nice clothes, and you go home, and you have to dig, you get in and start digging that hole because of the decisions that you made for that day.
Mm-hmm.
As you're making them. Then you make decisions every day for the week, and the hole gets deeper and deeper and deeper, and you look up, and the hole went from your closet. Now it's in your bedroom. Now it's in the dining room, and you're still digging. Why are you digging a hole? You're digging a hole because you don't want anybody on the outside to know that you are in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what happens. This is why. In traditional business, traditionally on a 9-to-5 job, okay, or even if you own a business in a lot of cases, just a 9-to-5 job, mm-hmm. The money that you make, we're taught, we are conditioned, I'm teaching you guys some insider stuff now. We are taught or programmed, okay, to actually not discuss the money that we make with one another. That's in my book too. Talk about that. It's all about the mindset, the program, right? We're taught to not discuss that, because in corporate America, I think what the person on the left to do is to know what the person on the right is making. Now they got some to compare it with. Well, I'm doing more than she's doing, he's doing, you know, so why am I getting paid what they're getting paid?
Right.
Hush, hush, secret, 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 secret. Don't tell anybody what you're making. So when you go out into the world, they ask you, well, how much money do you make? And then you might say, if you make a six-figure salary, it sounds good to say, oh, I make a six-figure salary. Six figures. Six figures. But what if you're not making six figures?
Mm-hmm.
What if you're just making $10 an hour?
Mm.
What if you're just making $4 an hour? The less you make, the less you are, less likely you are to tell people what you make. Now, when you make a lot of money, then you get programmed because they tell you, don't tell anybody what you're making.
Right.
So, but in the industry that we're in, what's the first thing people do? It's built on, you know, people want to know what you're making.
It's built on stories.
It's built on stories.
Right.
It's built on how you, what's your testimony physically and financially.
Right.
So you feel comfortable telling people that I work my butt off to be able to get an extra $250 a week or $500 a week. And now I'm making $1,000 or $2,000 extra a month, and I'm able to now pay my bills. You tell that story because now you're getting free.
Right.
You're getting free. You're not free when you have to continually put up the facade to not tell people
bondage.
What you're right. I'm not here talking about the job. Just that's not what we're doing.
No.
Okay.
No, just
but,
in general.
But just in general, the bondage is not on the job. No, the bondage is here.
It's here.
The bondage is here. So it's about how we think about what we do and how we apply those thoughts. So when we're in our house and we're digging that hole for ourselves that we don't want anybody to see, am I telling you to kick the door open and tell everybody, hey, look, I got a big old hole in my living room. It started in my closet. Now it's in my whole house. I really can't afford this house. I really can't afford that car. I really don't know what I'm doing here. I'm trying to fix it. Can y'all help me? They're going to laugh at you first.
Right. Well first
okay,
of all, I agree.
But how do you, but when they laugh at you, now you feel bad. So how, we want to show you how to fix it from
thing.
The inside out. And we're going to get in that here in a second.
Absolutely. But here's the first thing.
Be out of nitty gritty.
When you talk about that, how do you get somebody to help you fix it, what have you? First and foremost, you dug the hole.
It ain't nobody to help you fix
yourself.
It. No.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
We dug our holes by ourselves together. All right. So therefore, it's not meant for the world or anybody else to come in and be the savior to try to help anybody fix it. So we have to realize that if we can take the time to pick up that shovel and continue to dig the hole and to dig it so deep to the point where you fall all the way in, now you have to make up your mind, right? We have to make up our mind that, you know what, no longer. So we put ourselves in positions, what are we going to do to get ourselves out? All right? So therefore, don't tell the world should know the nonsense, real talk. You just do what you got to do in order to get yourself out of that situation, in order to get yourself out of that hole, because nobody helps anybody, unless you're in a marriage, a partnership, or a relationship or something like that, you got there by yourself.
Right.
So, and you know, Nate and I, we say all the time, we are French in the McRae household, and so therefore, you know, there's certain things that you know he may want to do, certain things that I want to do. We may not 100% agree with, but we agree and we move forward to allow each and every one of us to have an opinion and a voice and to respect one another. And if the thing fails, guess what? We just fail together. So now we're in this hole together. So what are we going to do in order to get ourselves out?
Absolutely.
So that's first and foremost. You got to understand that you got to be the one to get yourself out of that hole, out of that situation. And it starts up here with a mindset shift to say, no longer. This is not how my story is going to end. And when you realize that, you got the power to change it. Now you got to take some action to do something different in order to now cross yourself up over the bridge and to get yourself out of that hole that you took the time to dig.
Right.
So what are you going to do? What are the things? You know, we could talk about some of the things that we did in order to get ourselves out of the hole. Y'all know our story. Okay.
No, I want to give them a plan. I don't want to go into our story. Let's get into the plan.
Yeah. Some of the things, but you have to be kind of related to the fact that we didn't just dig holes. We kept digging holes. Like, so it's like, at what point in time? We didn't file bankruptcy once. We filed bankruptcy twice. So at what point in time? Like, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you really get it? Because we do the same stuff over and over and over again.
Yeah, all of these shows are based on.
It's a conditioning.
All these shows are based on our story. Now I'm talking about
right.
It's a beautiful, those of you don't know.
And we tried to do it a third time. So
yes.
It's like, at some point in time, you know, what was it? You did. We had to shift mentally.
Well, when you shift mentally, there's some people that's sitting there. Because right now, we bridge gaps here. So right now, we walk you all the way up to the bridge, right?
Right.
You're right here.
Run from it.
But now you're trying to figure out, okay, now I know I got a big, fat, deep hole in my living room. And I'm putting up maybe this facade. I know this is some people are still in denial. And you don't get it. Some of you have balanced out things well, and you're doing good. You know, pass this information to somebody else. Always speak practically to people because people don't effectively respond to the topical stuff. You have to go deep. That's why I like the Neosporin ointment, because you put that on before you put the Band-Aid on, and it goes down deep to fix it from the inside out. So we're right at the bridge. And you know exactly what you need. You know where you are. You know what you've done. You've identified the problem, right? 50% of the battle is knowing, right? So now you know what the problem is. How do you fix it? Okay. And the way you fix it, guys, and again, this is in my book, again, How I Escaped Corporate America. Okay. Some of those philosophies in there, I was able to practice. And some of them, I wish I had more time to practice, but this is how I escaped. And if they'd have given me more time, how I would have really, really escaped looking good. Okay. But that didn't happen that way. But nonetheless, now you're at the bridge, guys. So how do you do it? The first thing you have to do is identify your deficiencies. Identify the things, or identify the shovel. We can put it that way. Identify the shovel. What is the shovel in your life? And once you can identify what the shovel is, you may say, well, I like to overspend. You know, well, I like to eat out. I love to go to Olive Garden. Man, I don't know about y'all, but Olive Garden has gotten expensive. I don't remember it being that expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get an entree for under $20 in Olive Garden now. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but you mean like I like to eat out. I like to wear nice clothes. You know, I want to look nice because everybody around me is looking nice. And Pam and I talk about this all the time, guys. You have to know how to function in the thing that you're in. And not overextend yourself.
And right, and stay absolutely, and stay mm-hmm. within in your means, you know, because you can look nice, and it don't take having to spend. Trust me, I learned the hard way, y'all. Seriously, the hard way. All right, when we first started CLC, and I'm thinking that I got that, you know what? I got to go out and spend $500-$600 on a dress that I'm gonna put on one time. Now, don't worry about it. No longer. So you end up wasting. Because you got to get your mind right. So you end up learning stuff the hard way. You can still look good, okay, and not have to, you know, go out and just waste money on things. There's certain things that, you know, as ladies, we got to have, right? But for real, just understanding that mm-hmm. you got to stay within your limits. And even in that, you can stay within your limits. But is it wasteful? Is it really necessary? And for real,
I had to learn
the hard way. Yeah. All this stuff that I bought, I don't even like. Okay, it's like, what in the world was I thinking at that point in time in that season, you know, when God began to shift things? And I'm going to tell you, though, he's going to snap you right back, like, hello, pull it back, all right? This is not what I'm bringing you here in order to do this. And so, for real, we still continue to learn, you know, along the course of the way. But when God shows you something, you got to begin to know, okay, you got to fix that thing, for real. And the only way to fix it is to understand that it's right here, and you could change it.
I mean, it's here, but now you got to put your hands to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Now you know the problem. Now you got to fix the problem. It's going to take some practical application,
right,
and you're going to need that. You're going to need that mindset to continue. Mm-hmm. How does that continue? You have to make a resolve. You have to say, this year I'm getting out of this. I am not going to do the same thing again in 2020.
Right.
Not going to 2020, whatever it is, 2020. I'm not going through that.
Right.
Right. So you get right there and you say, I'm going to stop eating out so much. This is the plan, guys. I'm going to stop eating out so much because money is relative. Okay. You have to discern or figure out, not even discern, figure out how much money you can spend on eating out as opposed to how much money you can spend on cooking food. So you have to budget that part too, right? So
right.
when you look at your you are right now, you say, I love to eat out, so I'm going to budget, right? Because sometimes when I say money is relative, guys, if you can afford to eat out when you do your budget, if you can afford to eat out 3 times a week and still be able to pay your bills and have money left over, then that's your budget. That's a good budget. But that fourth time that you go to eat out a week, know that that's going to affect your bottom line, right? So you can't say that, okay, next week I'll just eat out less.
Right.
No, budgets are daily and budgets are weekly. I opened it.
Oh, okay.
Budgets are daily and budgets are weekly, right?
Okay.
So you have to know money is relative. If people, you see people that I'm telling you, you'll see people that are eating out every day. And there's either one or two reasons why they're doing that. It's either because they can't and don't know that they can't, or that they can. And it has nothing to do with you.
Right.
Right? Has absolutely nothing to do with you. And that's the first thing you have to realize. What somebody else does has nothing to do with what I do. I have to do what's best for me.
Right.
That's it. So you identify the pieces, the parts in your life that are the shovel. Am I eating out too much? Shovel. Buying clothes that I know I can't afford just because I can say, and I got some red bottoms on my feet, people are gonna abound to think I got money. You know, it doesn't matter if you don't have the money. It doesn't matter. That fake it till you make it stuff, that's going to fake it and you're going to die doing that. That's not what you want to do, guys. Like I said, a lot of this is practical application. Now, to Pam, what Pam was saying, does that mean that you just go out and buy wrinkled up clothes from Goodwill and put them on and say, I'm living within my means? No. You have to be smarter than the average man.
Right, absolutely.
And we said before, you know, time and time again, guys, because we teach, we coach our team, we coach them more on the actual industry of direct sales and network marketing and how to survive in the industry, because we believe that in large portion is a part of what the industry is, the law of attraction and things of that nature. Everybody attracts on the level that they're on, all right? So that means if you can go out and buy some clothes, you go out and you get the you go out to the spot that you can afford. If you're listening to this broadcast right now, and the only place, and I'm getting real practical with you guys, so y'all can get mad if y'all want, doesn't matter, okay? All right, because I know we've been there, okay? So if you all you can afford to do right now is go out to Goodwill and buy you some clothes, then go to Goodwill and buy you some clothes, and on the way home, stop by Walmart, Big Lots, or somewhere, and buy you an iron, okay, and a little ironing board. If you can't afford the ironing board, use the bed, okay? Iron your clothes. All right. Look good wherever you go with what you can afford. It's going to pay off for you in the end. You're going to have more money to actually build your business, more money to implement the law of attraction. And it was about to say, well, what if I can't afford an iron? If you can't afford an iron, then put your clothes on the way they are. OK, that means you're worse off than we were. All right. So that means you got to go where you are until you can get an iron. How do you afford the iron, though? Because we took it all the way down to the bottom of the hole. How do you now afford the iron? That means you got to cut something out. You got to cut the eating out. You got to cut the, I'm not going to go buy them shoes. I'm talking the guys and the girls. Maybe I learn to cut my own hair and I invest in a pair of clippers.
I was a master.
Right?
Yeah, don't worry about Pam. Pam could whip a weave out and whip the weave right back into her head all by myself. All right.
No, it wasn't all by myself. I was taking it out.
Right, you were taking
it out. Yeah,
I learned how to take it out. But I knew how to put that stuff right on in there. Don't worry about it. Let me braid up this stuff. Slow it right on in. Listen, good. You get good. You do what you got to do when you got to do it, for real.
Trim the fat.
All right?
Trim the fat. Trim the fat. That's the name of the game. Trim the fat.
Right.
Because, guys, every year around this time, people will create most of their debt. Around this time. So that's what we're talking to you this morning, trying to get you to understand that don't put yourself back in that position, because there are going to be a lot of people around you that are. Tell your kids, sit down like we did. Sit down and have a talk with your kids and tell them, hey, look, little Tommy, look, little Sheila, look here, I'll tell you something. Okay. This year, okay, we're going to do things in a different way.
All right.
Okay. I know we got you all those toys that you had last year. Yeah, I look, and some of those toys are still sitting in there. You ain't played with them.
Right.
You know, but they look good. Yeah, the tree looks good because you got all of these boxes under the tree.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Boxes under the tree. And so you want to take a picture of your Christmas tree looking like you got a lot of toys. I'm telling you, just because I know all of y'all, you want your tree to look good. Because you got a lot of toys under your tree. Y'all ain't got to agree with me. I already know this is hitting deep.
Well, everybody
right? do. You got all these boxes under your tree. You
everybody
want to look good.
Everybody
take a picture of
their
Christmas tree. Every day they take a picture of their Christmas tree and want it to look good.
Right.
So you buy all these toys. Some of y'all have gotten savvy and you just buy boxes and wrap boxes.
Next stop. I hope nobody's doing it.
I'm just telling you. Somebody does it. They just buy some boxes and they wrap the boxes. When you struggle. It is what it is. But people, that's the heirs I'm talking
believe
about.
It. There's nobody doing that.
Okay, you can believe it, but I'm telling you right now, those are the heirs. Stop living your life for people on the outside and fix your inside. Okay? I'm telling y'all, everybody's
right.
trying to look good for everybody, right? So what I'm telling you guys is a practical way, all right, that you can do this thing this year, all right, and actually get yourself in a position where you have money at the beginning of 2020, or better yet, you don't have any debt. Right. Some of you do this this Christmas club thing, and you don't really even put no money in the Christmas club throughout
the
year.
We used to try that. You know how you could start that at the bank.
Get my money out there.
They do that, right?
They won't let you. They be trying to tell you that you can't get your money.
Right, $25. I think you started off with having your little Christmas fund.
Mm-hmm.
Before we look up at any year, we still had it $25.
$25 in there. You know, again, they try to make it
for
so
real,
you can't touch
it. Was real.
So you can't touch the money. Yeah,
you can laugh at these moments now, but when you're going through it, it's not a laughing situation for real. It's not a laughing situation, but you got to know that you can fix it. You know, and that's what we had to do. Just like you said, you got to put the shovel down. You got to realize that you got to bring forth the change and then just move forward to, you know, being able to, you got to do something different. Because obviously when you're digging a hole, you got that shovel in your hand, you have to do something different. That means that, you know what, there's no other way, right? And it's now, no other way. You got to do it now because the longer you prolong it, the longer you're going to find yourself in that situation. That's what we had to realize. Okay, we got to put a stop to this.
Get into the good part.
Yeah,
ain't gotten to the good part yet.
Yeah.
This ain't the good part. This ain't the good part. I want to get into the good part.
Okay, let's go.
The part that's gonna really mess some people up.
Uh-oh.
So I told you about how to lay down the whole thing. I think you guys get the picture.
Right.
About putting the shovel down.
They
right?
got that.
So you've identified.
They're ready to get out the hole.
Yeah, you're ready to get out the hole, but you can't quite crawl out of that hole yet. You put the shovel down. And you're wondering why you
process.
Keep slipping. You keep slipping, you can't get out of that hole. Because you just put the financial shovel down, right? You put that shovel down, you made a decision not to do certain things, right? And you may be trying to stick to that, but you're still in that hole. But one thing that you haven't changed is you haven't changed the people that you're around. So that's the next shovel that you need to put down. And truth be told, that's probably the first shovel that you need to put down. You got to lose some dead weight. Lose the first weight you got to lose are the people that are costing you money. Okay? Lose the dead weight. That person that's always asking you for $20 every week and never pays you back, or even more than that, lose them. Okay? You got to gravitate away from them. Okay? Stop answering their call. I'm giving you guys a real deal here. Okay? Stop answering their call. Somebody will say, that's mean. Okay, stay in the hole then. Okay. Stop answering their call.
You'll be surprised, but it's just a thought.
The people that are around you that think, because these people don't know you're in the hole. They don't know you're in that hole. And I'm gonna tell you right now. No, I'm gonna tell you, Pam. Don't look. Stop it. Don't act like you don't understand.
I do understand.
Okay, because when you don't have money. You don't want other people to know that you don't have money.
That's true.
So you putting flowers around that hole, you can hide that hole for a long time. Your house look nice, your car look nice, you smell nice, and you look nice. So but you got a hole on the inside. You don't want nobody to know that. If somebody asks you for $20, you'll be looking at yourself like, man, I only got 50 right now. So if I give them 20, I'm going to be short. But you're going to give them that 20 because they think you got money.
I did do it.
Yeah, so you don't go tell nobody that.
But that was because too, because of your heart, you just don't want them to go without.
That's another shovel too that you got to put down. That heart that's so big that you hurt yourself first, right? Before you trying to help everybody else and you're hurting you.
Yeah.
So all of these shovels are what you have to put. Do not be the most popular person. People are going to talk about you.
Right.
Guess what? People are either going to talk about you about something good or something bad. But I'd rather them talk about me something good that I'm doing for myself as opposed to something good that I'm doing for somebody else. And I go home every day and I sit in a hole. I'd rather fix my situation and get myself out of the hole, because when you don't fix your situation and get yourself out of the hole and now you're helping everybody else, that's hypocrisy.
Ooh.
That's hypocrisy. You're helping everybody else, but you go home and you're sitting in a hole. Your bank account is $300 in the hole, and you still going out helping people, giving them money that you don't have.
That's a messed up place to be.
Yeah.
And I can definitely relate to that. And it's not even so much about money.
Even time.
But it's about time. It's about just, you know, for real, putting yourself on back burner all the time in with this shovel because you just want to save the world. You want to help the world. And then you find yourself in this hole where you say, okay, at what point in time, you know, am I going to focus on me and the things that I need to do? And then when we talked about fourth quarter, right, mm-hmm. and what does fourth quarter mean to me, and I was talking about reflection time and looking at the man in the mirror and, okay, what did I accomplish? That's one of the things that, for real, God deals with me because, you know, when you have this heart to help, you just believe you're here to change the world. For real, you find yourself giving, not just money, time, energy, everything, and then you look up and you have not done the things that God is telling you to do for self, for family, for a household, for whatever, for your goals, for your dreams, your vision, whatever it is that he's telling you to do, and you look up and here you are in this hole, but everything else around you is good, but what about you? So I say that, and I can tell you, I can relate to that for real, real time. To the point to where, you know, that's why I said when I said this time of the year, a lot of times I sit back and I a little bit beat myself up. I'm thankful for all that he's doing in my life and all that we've been able to accomplish, but I know that there's more, and I know that I'm not operating to the fullness of my capacity as far as self because of allowing everything else to come in and take precedence over the things that you know you're supposed to do. I can relate to that. For real.
Oh, now
put that shovel down. Big time.
So there's a lot of shovels in your life maybe that you need to put down. You have to identify the shovels first. Mm-hmm. And the only way to fix it, guys, is stop digging that hole for yourself.
Right.
If you put the shovel down, it's impossible to dig a hole unless you start using your hands. Right? So
nobody wants to get dirty.
Yeah.
Although you're going to have to get dirty.
Yeah. The only way you get out of that hole is, you know, is that you put the shovel down, and when you start doing the right stuff for yourself to get yourself right, you're minding your, trying to get, mind your business, stop gossiping with everybody else about everything else on the world, because some of y'all hold those 1-2 hour long conversations with people, and you're gossiping about everything else about current events. And you're gossiping about current events and everything else, and what's going on. You're wasting time, precious time that you need to be pulling yourself out of the hole.
Right.
You know, and this is a tough conversation to have with people because, you know, you can't get time back. And, you know, people don't really want you to or people to know or to identify this part of who they are. But you don't have to let everybody know right now. Right? You ain't got to scream it to the top of your lungs from the highest mountain that you're in a hole.
Right.
You need to just go into that hole and start putting those shovels down and actually start doing what needs to be done so that hole will start filling its way back in. And you still have 2 months left in the rest of this year, and you'd be amazed to see what 2 months would do for you in the busiest 2 months of the year.
If you
what would happen if you focus and you put the shovel down and you start focusing on what the shovel is. Right?
Amazing things. Your life will be totally unrecognizable in the next 60 days as you run into 2020, for real. But it's going to take some work. It's going to take you focusing, some commitment, some dedication, some understanding the different things that you need to do in your life in order to bring about that change. And we know because we're a living witness of it. We're a testimony of it. God allowed us to go through it and to literally, you know, come out of some really, really big situations. And every day as we continue to grow, continue to move, you know, in the different challenges, you know, we know and understand that it's just here for a season. We got to keep getting up and keep working, right? You know? Right, keep working. I'm sorry, I pulled up.
Anyway.
I pulled up a song today that I want to close out with. And Nate's laughing at it because I said I want to sing to y'all today. No, I'm just kidding. But
she played that song like 75 times a day.
I love that song. You know, you got to find that thing that can get deep down in your spirit that can inspire you and really help you to get up every day and to realize that you got wings and all you got to do is fly. And so this is one of the songs. God gives me these different songs in different seasons. If y'all remember, a long time ago.
Three years.
Yeah, and I'm real. I'm one of those people that I honestly, when it comes time to music, I can listen to the same stuff. If it ministers to my heart, my soul.
I've been there, fam. Fam, her playlist be like four songs.
I can go on and on and on.
Baby, can we listen to something else? Always fun,
but you know, it works for me. You know, they bring the variety in my life, you know.
So all of a sudden, I take the speaker off of her phone, put it on mine. I'm like, listen,
other
songs that artist does.
We don't want to hear your playlist.
But I love you, baby.
I'm
going to
listen to you a lot of Adderall all day long.
All day long. Okay. I feel like I'm ready to go get the anointing oil and put it all over my head. You know?
But I like all types of music. But, you know, as long as they clean, I can't listen to nothing that ain't clean. This is who I am. Y'all do what y'all want to do, but if it ain't clean, I can't listen to it. But I do like beats.
Hey, man, get what I was gonna say.
But anyway, all right, we over the bridge. We got it's time for us to close out. I'm gonna sing for y'all today. All right, no. We over the bridge. Y'all got that?
So the relationship for today, guys, is we always talk about partnership, togetherness, and understanding. How things move forward, right? How things move forward. If you are in a relationship, or if it's your business partner, if it's your spouse, your husband, your wife, whoever it is, guys, if you're not functioning or equally yoked, it's hard to be equally yoked financially.
Right.
And I'll give you guys a great example. Right. One of you may be bad with money, the other may not be.
Right.
Okay. But if you're yoked together, that means you both have the same vision. Okay, and that means if one of you is bad with money, that means that person can't have full access to the money.
Right.
Okay, that means I'm not saying give that person an allowance, but we both people in a relationship needs to be accountable with what they spend.
Okay? Well, yeah, and I'm going to say you can't have full access. So
no, I just said you can have access. You can have access, but you got to be accountable for what you spend.
Yeah, you got to be accountable to one another because hold each other accountable.
Now, if it get bad enough, he or she don't want to be accountable, you may have to take their name off the account or something. I don't know. You got to figure that thing out.
No, you got to.
Y'all sit down and have a heart
to
heart.
Right?
Y'all sit down and have a heart to heart.
You're not yoked, right? You got to fix that yoke.
You both see the vision.
But
I like to look at the extreme part of it too, because some people are struggling with the fact that, okay, we both have the same vision. We both want the same thing, but this person, maybe the shovel that they need to put down is overspending, right? So you have to help them put that shovel down.
Right.
You sit down, you have a conversation. You go, well, baby, because it's not what you say in a lot of cases. It's how you say
it.
You know, baby, you're not the greatest with money. Okay? So we need to make sure that if we're going to accomplish and achieve our goals,
there you go.
You know,
revisit those goals.
Yeah, we
revisit
may need to, I'm looking at the account. I love you to death. I love you, baby.
To life.
Okay. I love you to life. But I'm looking here and I see all of this stuff that you bought and it's totaled up to 97% of our income for these 2 weeks. So we got to do something. Would you agree?
Right. Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? So you have to take every situation. So to be equally yoked going together financially, and even to be equally yoked going together physically, even to be equally yoked going together mentally with friends that are wholesome for you, okay, and her, and him, okay? If you have friends in your life, this is the shovels that you got to put down in your life. If you have friends in your life that are not good for you guys as a couple, they got to go.
Put that shovel down.
They got to go. I don't care how long you have known each other. Y'all together.
Right.
If you're not, if that friend that's in your life is good for a friend, it's good for you and not your husband or you and not your wife, then you got to let that person go unless you want to be married or partnered with the other
person.
That's
right. Allow nothing and no one.
Let me stop before y'all start sending me hate
mail. All right.
So we're going to let Pam sing a song. This morning,
I'm not gonna sing. Nate's gonna sing because he's the one with the voice. But no, for real,
this is your
song. as we talk about putting the shovel down, right, and getting together so that we can get ourselves out of the holes that we did, and we find ourselves sitting in the midst of. And we talked about that today. For real, know that it's possible. Know that just like we just talked about, the next 60 days you can completely turn that situation around. And when you understand this song, all right, talking about the destiny and where we're going. Y'all know I love this song from the bottom of my heart. I sing it all throughout the day, just like Nate said. But for real, you understand that nothing, Don't ever allow anything to get in between you and your destiny. And when you got that, and you get that deep in here, you'll know that everything is just a part of your process and things that we got to go through. We all mess up in life. We all make mistakes. We have choices. So therefore, we got to know that. So what if we make the wrong choice? We got the opportunity. So, knowing it's okay.
This is not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you start.
Be real funny. Bye, y'all.